Rainmaker FM is brought to you by the Showrunner Podcasting Course, your step-by-step guide to developing, launching, and running a remarkable show. Registration for the course is open August 3rd through the 14th, 2015. Go to showrunnercourse.com to learn more. That's showrunnercourse.com.
Howdy and welcome back to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I am Damien Farnworth, your host, your muse, your digital recluse, and the chief content writer for Copyblogger Media. And thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. So the formula for writing for the web is simple, and I've been saying this throughout the show. It's got to be clear, it's got to be concise, and it's got to be compelling. And yesterday, I showed you what it looked like to make copy compelling by raising the stakes with cancer and death. This episode, we're going to expand on that, but ultimately, I'm going to show you, it boils down to this, show your reader something she wants and then threaten that thing. So in today's episode, what we're going to do is, so this is basically what raising the stakes boils down to. Show your reader something she wants and then threaten it. One, threaten their lifestyle. Threaten their home with the pool and 5 acres, their freedom to roam and crash anywhere. Think of the new nomad. Think of the parties they get to have with all the cool kids. Show them how if they don't do X, then that life as they know it will come to an end. Amp it up, fail to do X, then you could be shunned. You could become an outsider. No more parties with the cool kids for you. In other words, threaten their lifestyle. Two, threaten their security or privacy. On the one hand, think door locks or car alarms are self-defense classes. On the other hand, tell them someone is prying into their lives, their secrets, and their privacy, and that threatens to blow their cover, who they are, what they could be hiding. Microsoft used this strategy with their Are You Scroogled ad, suggesting that Google is looking at your emails to generate relevant text ads that might get you in hot water. And so, if you use Microsoft's email account instead of Google's, that's threatening someone's privacy or security. Three, torment their vanity. Take a shot at their manhood like Tough Mudder. Right, take a shot at their intellectual prowess like Mensa does. Suggest that someone else might take their glory if they don't do why. Threaten their job, a promotion, the corner office they feel that they deserve with outsourcing or some punk upstart who did X before them. This is tormenting their vanity. Or put public safety at risk, right? Think toxins in that drinking water and rising sea levels and extinction of animals. This could be about terrorism, a meth problem spiraling out of control in your county, out of control government debt that could lead to bankrupt police forces and roving bands of ruthless thugs who want your daughters. That's putting public safety at risk. Five, drum up impending doom. Not like the end of the world type doom, although some marketers will want you to feel that way about a coming catastrophe, but this is a ticking time bomb doom. The thought that we can't go on like this if we don't prepare for X, which will come because my research proves it, then bad things will happen, folks. This could be as subtle as the encouragement of getting a flu shot or other vaccines. Or it could be as dramatic as a religious overthrow or the collapse of an entire generation because of educational failure. This is drumming up impending doom. Six, spook them with the deadline. This sweet deal closes at midnight. I need to hear back from you by the end of the business day or I'm going to give this project to Billy. Her train leaves Friday afternoon. So seven, entice with an impossible journey and a huge payoff. You see this tactic at work in shows like The Amazing Race and The Apprentice and American Idol or Survival. Only one person can be crowned. Only one person will survive the unfathomable quest, but the rewards of that quest are massive. And this doesn't always have to be physical. It can be mental or emotional. So raise the stakes by enticing with an impossible journey and a huge payoff. People love challenges. 8, say do X now or else. If you don't quit that job in time, you'll remain a miserable cubicle cog forever. If you don't lose that weight, you'll get diabetes, be shunned at the beach, and die in a casket big enough for a John Deere tractor. Lose weight now or else. 9, introduce the higher stakes first, right? The law of the web demands you get to the point fast. You grab their attention and you do that by presenting an undeniable and irresistible situation. That's done when you introduce the higher stakes. The higher gets them in the door, the lower solidifies the threat. So start with the higher stakes. 10, leak in lower stakes to agitate. So once you've got the reader hooked, now you can agitate the problem and raise the stakes to a more personal level. You focus on their demographics, their age, their income. You show them how their marriage is at risk, their job, their lifestyle. In fact, just look at the last 9 points. This is what you'll do throughout the copy. So 11, threaten the life of someone innocent. So this is in the arena of social justice, of providing fresh water to rural villages in India, homes for orphans and former child soldiers. You, the reader, is not personally threatened. Their family isn't threatened, but their conscience is. I mean, can you sleep at night knowing that women are forced into sexual slavery right here in the United States? Little girls. That's threatening the life of someone innocent. 12, present an opportunity to fix a past wrong. Guilty over our past can grind away at us, right? Show your reader how she can apologize to a boyfriend she has betrayed and win him back, or complete that degree that life seems to keep at bay, or that depression that dogs them. Show them, present an opportunity to fix a past wrong, and you raise the stakes. And then finally, you have to resolve the stakes. You get them excited. You have to satisfy them. You just can't leave them all in a lather. In the business world, this means rolling out the solution, your product, your ebook, your service, whatever it is. Make sure, however, that your product will solve their problems. Make sure your product is actually the answer to eliminating that looming threat. And make sure it does it 100%. No shortcuts for short-term gains. Tone down and stick to the believable always. If you're presenting an unbelievable promise, please scale back. Here's the bottom line. The stakes must be meaningful. They must be personal. And they must hit close to home. Of course, you might catch a little hell, but that's how you raise the stakes in your copy. So when you get a chance, share your thoughts in the comments or on Twitter, brutal and all. If you haven't yet, tell me what you think about the show. And if you haven't yet, drop me a rating or review on iTunes. I would love to hear from you. It's a great way to support the show. And so until next time, until tomorrow, take care. Tomorrow I've got a neat little story for you. I think that you will enjoy, one that will help you to grow as a writer in your career. So until then, take care.